The latest generation of skeptics, repeating the mistakes of the past, assume that the voices are radio pickup, public service broadcasts, for instance, fire brigade and police messages, whereas anyone with normal hearing cannot fail to differentiate the lyrical, rapid, musical, and peculiar polyglot sentences from ordinary broadcasts. An official of the BBC Languages Laboratory once told me that no transmitter in the world was putting out polyglot speech and the vocal anomalies of the EVP. Until very recently, the orthodox parapsychologists have simply ignored the EVP, hoping it would go away. At the turn of the century, the eminent scientist and psychical researcher Sir William Barrett pronounced his famous dictum on white crows. One white crow, he said, was sufficient to establish the existence of such a creature, regardless of its rarity. I and many other EVP researchers have produced many white crows. Clear, unambiguous voices with internal evidence. The use of the experimenter's name. Prediction of events subsequently validated. And the undeniable use of polyglot speech, a mode peculiar to the EVP. What is the purpose of evaluating the EVP from its early beginnings, when today there is a wealth of material which can be submitted to any examination, linguistic or voice print analysis, and emerging in most countries? Therefore, the EVP can survive without Raymond Cass, Raoul Ivo Jurgensen. However, the mode of its manifestation is as yet little understood. It is elusive and often contradictory. For instance, why, in the following case, which I'm going to play, did the voice come through at a very, very early stage of my experiments, at full volume and in archaic German? The idea that the EVP evolves gradually and in linear fashion cannot be correct. This early voice not only predicted Raudiv's demise at a time when he was in full flow, but is at room volume at a point when I was relatively new to the subject and using very cheap domestic equipment. The EVP refuses to conform to the theories of the skeptics. It was part of the mythology that the EVP would follow a very gradualist course, with results starting at the whisper level and then progressing with the passage of time. The following voice, one of my earliest, came in not only at room volume, but actually predicted the early demise of Raudiv, using a strong regional accent and couched in archaic German. On reflection, I now feel that this was deliberately put over by the presiding intelligences to secure my interest in the face of the difficult months ahead, when conditions did not always favour loud voices. The neologism Eichenstark Raudiv means Raudiv strong as oak. Zum Grabmals is translated as towards the tomb. Raudiv died unexpectedly some months later. There is no ambiguity about this voice. Peter Bander, the publisher of Breakthrough, said that the parapsychologists and skeptics were uncomfortable with voices which allowed of no alternative interpretation. This is one of them. The male speaker, with a strong regional accent, says, Eichenstark Raudiv, or Raudiv, zum Grabmals. That's Raudiv strong as oak, towards the tomb. Recorded a full 6 months before his passing, I took the precaution of sending copies of this tape to three leading researchers. It was reported in a magazine.
eines Grabmals.
Menschenstaat Burundi.
Ein Grabmals.
Menschenstaat Burundi.
Ein Grabmals.
The reception of such a strong and clear voice early in my experiments militates against the argument that experimenters and their voices undergo very gradual evolution from whisper voices to vocal effects. Clearly, the voices are there all the time. But the editorial capacity of the mind, tuned to what we call everyday reality, filters out these intrusions from a different reality. The psyche organizes itself so that it computes a stable reality, and it's comforted by this stability.